New York City is the largest hotspot for COVID-19 cases in the country right now. According to data from the New York City Health Department, as of yesterday evening, there were nearly 65,000 confirmed cases, over 14,000 hospitalized, almost 2,500 deaths in the city. This has dangerously stressed the healthcare system there, and both supplies and staff have come from across the country to help. Jackie Christensen is a nurse practitioner who traveled from Wisconsin to New York City to work in an emergency department during the COVID-19 pandemic. Jackie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Can you describe for us the type of healthcare facility you're working in while you're in New York?
So while I'm out in New York, I'm at one of the hospitals. I'm working in the hospital emergency department primarily.
And what is, if there is such a thing, what's a typical day like there?
Well, a typical day out here hasn't happened right now. A typical day for me in an emergency department, I'm a nurse practitioner, so I do similar things to what a doctor does. I talk to patients, I evaluate them, I listen to their hearts and lungs, kind of things that you would expect at something like a doctor's appointment, and I figure out what's going on with them as far as their medical conditions go. So most people in an emergency department come in with a problem that they think is possibly life-threatening, and my job is to make sure that they're not in imminent danger of death, is the long and short.
As you say, it's not a typical day there now. Can you talk about the patients you're seeing come in with COVID-19 symptoms?
So, honestly, the vast majority of patients that I've been seeing out here are COVID-19 patients, and we're seeing a lot of people in respiratory distress. One of the measurements that we take on people when they come into an emergency department is their oxygen level via what's called a pulse oximeter, which is just a little clip that sits on your finger and measures roughly how much oxygen is in your blood at a given time. It's not a perfect measurement, but it helps, certainly. The average for a normal person is anywhere between about 96% and 100%. We're routinely seeing people at 75%, 80%, sometimes even worse on room air. And even with supplemental oxygen, we're sometimes seeing them only come up into the low 90s. So we're seeing lots of respiratory distress. We're seeing lots of people with a problem called sepsis, which is where their blood pressure drops dangerously low to the point where it doesn't perfuse and get blood flow to their organs. So that's been a problem out here with COVID patients as well.
Jackie, what led you to go from Wisconsin to the center of this pandemic in the United States, at least for right now?
So honestly, part of it was just kind of happenstance. I had taken most of the month of April off just as a vacation time anyway, so I didn't really have anything to do. It seemed silly for me to sit on the sidelines when there's a crisis going on.
So you took your vacation time to go and be in the hardest hit part of the country right now? Wow. Can you talk about what you're seeing from your fellow healthcare practitioners? What's the morale like? What's the mood like among people at the center of this?
The mood is up and down. It's almost like a parabolic sine wave. Sometimes the mood here is very high and teamwork is phenomenal. Sometimes some of the nurses are in the nurses' station just in tears because they can't handle what's going on, and nor should they handle what's going on. A normal patient ratio for nurses is about maybe at most 5 patients in an emergency department for 1 nurse. Where the lowest ratio I've seen here is 12 relatively sick people for 1 nurse. We've seen ratios as high as 20, 25 patients for just 1 RN, and it's just not enough. So the resources are, as far as manpower, is just absolutely stretched to their limits. Most of the people that have been working out here have been absolutely fantastic. That said, everybody's been very kind. Everybody's been very helpful, particularly to me as a traveler who's never been in their facility before. I don't know where anything is, for example. So if I need supplies, I have to go and bother somebody else who's got 20 other patients that they're dealing with to try and get my stuff taken care of. So everybody's just been phenomenal as far as their welcoming attitude. Everybody's been very gracious to one another. Stress is high, and that stress doesn't always bring out the best in people, but I feel like it's been bringing out the best in some of my cohorts out here.
Now, seeing the worst of it right now in the U.S., the coronavirus, do you have a message for us here in Wisconsin on what we can do to help hopefully alleviate, prevent some of the worst cases here?
Please stay home. If you can absolutely help it, if you don't think that you're in a life-threatening condition, don't come to the emergency department. most of the people that we're seeing are coronavirus patients and are sick enough that they do need medical intervention. But we're still seeing some people come in for things that they honestly don't need to be seen for on an emergent basis, and they're exposing themselves to all the other coronavirus patients when they do come in. So please, if you can help it, stay home, self-manage at home, do the best that you can to avoid leaving your house if you are sick.
Jackie, thanks for joining us, and thanks for the work you're doing there.
Thank you for having me.
That's Jackie Christensen, a nurse practitioner who traveled from Wisconsin to New York City to work in an emergency department there during the COVID-19 pandemic. She joined us to share some of what she's seeing there in the middle of things.